Drop it.
Hey, bitches.
Hi, hunties.
Y'all ready for a kiki?
Shut the fuck up. I'm working in here.
All right.
This is a journey led by two super homos.
Adventuring through the dark, scary world of straightness.
Will we actually learn something?
Or just get gayer?
We are the Tri-Gays.
Hi, gay.
Hi, gay.
Oh my God, we're so gay.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. And if you know what that lick is from, you're really gay.
Wait, I don't know where that's from.
It's a Housewives.
Oh.
I think
who?
It's Kim.
Countess?
Kim Zolciak.
Oh, Kim, Kim. Close your legs to married man, Kim.
Close your legs to married man. Yes, God, I love NeNe.
She had a song?
Yeah, she sang some song. It is so good. The episode...
Wait, she's turning for the party lady? Shut up.
Yeah.
I know Countess Luann has a couple of tracks.
Yeah, we love Countess Luann.
Yes.
She's champagne.
Yeah.
Fashion. What is it? C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. C'est la vie. C'est la vie.
C'est bon. C'est bon.
Yeah.
I love
her. Any other housewife singles?
You know, the weird thing is how do I put this? I get my housewives from TikTok.
Ooh.
And from their aggregate show, like the girls' trip shows.
I see.
I love that they like wrap it up for me because I don't have time to dive into each franchise. At least
it's
I have a lot. It's so
and
much.
People love the Bravo franchises,
right? And it's like just like with us, right? We dive into all the drag races.
We do.
And some gays are like, no, it's too much.
It's too much. It's too much. And a lot of gays say, unfortunately, it's too gay.
It's too gay.
I'm like, guess you're right, but...
I've fallen off. Are you staying current on internationals right now?
No, I fell off too.
And you were good at it.
I was super on top of it.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of content. I think that's what it is right now. We talked about this on Drag Her all the time.
Yeah.
There's just so much content. It's
so
like
much.
Once a season is over, there's like three that pop out. It's like, what in the gremlins? Like, it just feels like... We all need to slow down.
We need to slow down. Because it's also like impossible to give these girls their flowers. It's impossible to have a conversation about it. Because part of what's fun about Drag Race is other gay people are actually talking about it.
Absolutely.
So
it is the sporting event of the century.
Exactly. So but, it's like, talk about NFL. We're not going to talk about Junior League lacrosse. Because not everyone's watching that.
That part. But also it's like, you know, we celebrate a winner and then like 2 months later we have to switch gears and focus on a whole new season. Like,
yeah.
I feel bad for the... reigning champion that has like a really short sort of like lifespan or shelf life.
Yeah.
And then we're moving on to another season. It's not fair for them.
No, it's not fair. It's kind of weird. It's like, but Drag Race is also the biggest it's ever been, too.
And listen, you know, if it's out there, I'll watch it eventually. I'm trying to indoctrinate people
to
watch Drag Race. My biggest joy in life is introducing straight people to Drag Race.
Me too.
It is what I do. It is truly community service.
It's who I am, darling.
Okay,
it's what I do.
Let me ask you, what is the season you tell people they have to watch first?
These days, I would say season six.
That's the first one?
I just think it covers everything. It's like I don't want to tell... Okay, if you're just going to watch one, I think you can watch season six and then be like, ooh, I got to get deeper into all of this. How about you?
Five.
Yeah.
Five is the... is the one. It's like the strongest queens of any season so far, even current. And the drama is intense in a way that it's like the drama from like the earlier seasons, you still get that with five. And there's just so much connective tissue with all the queens. And the one-liners, come on. It's Alyssa Edwards.
Yeah.
It's like people need to be introduced to the church of
there's
Alyssa
Edwards.
There's
a lot of stink at the top of the season. A lot of girls who go home. Early for the right reasons.
I mean, but also it's like the first double elimination.
Yeah, that's fun.
Do you know what I mean? It's like a lot of firsts. Like it's big. You know?
Yeah, it's cute.
It's cute.
Well, this conversation makes me think like sure, we're both really, really gay. I wanted to answer this question.
Okay.
And I'm already mad at how confident you seem to be.
Wait.
What?
There are people listening. We should walk over there where it's just us two.
I almost forgot. Excuse me. Excuse us, listeners.
You forget a lot.
This is the safe space. I want to ask you, again, this is fun, kind of inviting a fight, but who is gayer?
I'm sorry?
You make me do this. I don't want to do this.
First of all, what the hell does that mean? Who's gayer?
Maybe who's better at being gay?
Better at being gay?
Yeah, who's better at being gay? You or me?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to fight. Okay.
Who's...
You're like the vixen. You just want to fight. See, that's gay. Plus 1 point. For
that
me.
Plus 1 point.
Okay, what is
okay,
it?
How about, well, hold
okay,
on, what before is you it? Say that.
First of all, you
oh,
have to define.
Oh, but you really want to fight? Plus one for me.
What does being gay mean to you? We got to define the terms before we start playing this.
Okay, it's almost like queer, right? Because queer is better. Like, queer to me is counterculture. We're trying to be counterculture.
Okay.
We're trying to break away from the confines of heteronormative culture.
Okay, okay. So, in other words, you're saying who's good at breaking heteronormative culture?
Yes.
So, who's more deviant?
You.
I fully agree.
You're more satanic.
I'm more alt than you are.
You are.
You know?
I mean, one of our friends jokingly referred to
I
you.
Jokingly. I don't think jokingly. I think quite seriously. And we can say his name. Let's clock him. Drew Tarver.
Problematic. Rich problematic
Rich
star.
Rich problematic ass motherfucker. Drew Tarver.
Called you funky mono.
Yeah. And called you
Basic Oscar. Yeah, it's true. It's true. And it's like tea. Tea. Pour me the tea. I do feel more basic than you.
I don't think that that's true, number one. You're
we
a lot more
things.
You're a lot more bolder than I am. I present, I think, alt and like weird, but I think you are actually the more the braver of the two of us.
Don't you think it depends on the space, though?
What you mean?
I think you're braver in some places, and I'm braver in some places.
Explain.
I mean, you are a show woman.
Excuse you?
You are a show woman. I mean, the way you show out on stage.
Oh.
That is bold.
And you don't think you do that?
I think you're a better performer.
That is a lot, girl.
I think you're
don't
amazing.
Don't make me give you a compliment.
I think you're amazing.
Okay. Yo,
I'm waiting
to, I just
for my compliment.
Say, I just, no, hold
I'm
on,
waiting.
Hold on. I'm trying to savor this because Mano has never given me a compliment in his
oh
whole life.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying it in front of the cameras
Lies.
Right now.
And there's the deviance. There is the deviant behavior.
I have never heard a compliment. So this is big for me.
I do come for your gig, though, too.
No, you keep it real is what you do.
I do.
Appreciate. We recently got into an argument. Not an argument, but you just said, like, hey, this thing
yes.
that you do bothers me. And
yes.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. It's like, I need a friend like that because I don't have friends
that.
Like that. I don't have friends.
I
do a lot of stuff that, like, might piss people off, and they're just like, oh, whatever.
Yes.
But, like, I won't learn that way.
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh, no, this thing that you do really bothers me, and let's try to fix this. And I'm
yes.
like, okay, I didn't know that it bothered you, so now I know to
yes.
not do it again. You know,
I'm not saying this to call you out. You forgot we
oh.
made plans.
Oh.
That's why, and then I was
oh.
mad. Of
oh.
course,
oh.
I was like, "Oh my God,
oh.
my friend forgot."
Oh, we have to say it on camera. Okay.
But why it mattered? How do I put this? Was because like,
I know why. Because you said it to me. You're
yeah.
Like, you because we do a lot of shit together, but it's a lot of like work.
That
stuff.
Part, that
and you're
part,
like,
that
I,
part.
I don't feel like I'm your friend. Like all we do together is like work
yeah,
together,
like pods
and I want to be
drag shows.
Yeah, so I totally get that, right?
Yeah.
If you came at me with heat but didn't explain why, I'd be like, the fuck is your problem? Right?
Yeah.
But you were like, I want to be a better friend, and I'm like, you're totally right. You know. So it made
right,
me
but
listen.
Forgetting you made plans, very queer. That's very clear. That's queer.
But also, you
calendars
know,
are straight.
But you know what is really queer?
What?
Having sex with someone of a similar gender than you.
Yeah.
And you do that. I don't.
I do. But here's the thing, though. You like to pretend like you don't ever get the fuck on. And I know for a fact she gets some.
Some? But
she
like,
gets some.
Girl, it's cobwebby. You know, it's dusty, crusty. I mean, not crusty, but you know.
But I think that's you keep yourself away from people.
True.
Like, I literally could name 10 people who want to try, who are trying to fuck you.
Go ahead.
That doesn't mean.
Go ahead. 10? Go ahead.
10.
I'll sleep with all 10 of them.
Dopey, sleepy, dark, happy, sneezy.
I'm getting Snow White sloppy seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. And then who are the other three then?
Wait, there's actually five more. There's five more.
Wait. Say them again.
Dopey, sleepy, Doc, happy, grumpy, sneezy.
One more.
Sleepy. Did I say sleepy?
Did he say sleepy? Dopey. Yeah, I think you did say sleepy.
Grunk, happy, bashful. Bashful?
Bashful.
Bashful.
So you are a Disney gay.
No!
I got you! Bitch, I got you. You're a Disney gay. You're gayer than me. You win.
No.
I have never had multiple
dedicated podcasts to Disney.
Well, I just had one.
But then you
and
also,
I say it
like,
all the time. Just because I have a podcast doesn't mean that I'm a fan of it.
I don't know.
Who just recited all the Seven Dwarfs? Not me.
You fact-checked
you
me.
You did. I didn't have to fact check
nothing. Who's going to check me, boo?
You are gay Disney Wikipedia.
Okay, I know a lot about Disney because Disney is pop culture, and knowing about pop culture is gayness.
Yeah, which point to you.
You have to know about pop culture to be gay. Can we talk about
you
why that's
to.
The case? You have
okay.
to.
What are the golden rules of being gay? Give me three.
Only three or just we're going to name three?
Just
or like
three.
Tenants. Okay. Gayness, I do think pop culture fascination.
Fascination?
Sexual curiosity.
Ah.
I think sexual curiosity is kind of important.
I think you're right. Sexual even if flexibility.
You're ace, even if you're ace.
Absolutely.
You're curious enough to be like, oh, it's not for me.
Absolutely.
And then I'll add reading.
Shade.
I think shade's important because, you know, we're constantly defending ourselves, you know?
Oh, that is a defense mechanism we've built up.
Yeah.
A sense of humor. You know, yeah, a lot of my comedy is my queerness, you know, so.
Talk on that. Speak.
That's just who I am. I mean, there is so many people that identify as queer, but their comedy isn't queer leaning.
Isn't that interesting?
I think it's very fascinating and like very sort of just like, whoa, I want to know what your upbringing was like.
Yeah.
But I think the comedians that I resonate with and I totally understand and get are queer comedians because their comedy is so tied to who they are.
Yeah.
You know, people like Tommy Doe, who like I idolize. So
love
funny.
Tommy.
Jared Goldstein, for example.
Love Jared.
Like, I can't imagine someone like Jared doing straight comedy.
Yeah, that's true. I also include Margaret Cho, of course.
Absolutely,
like,
yeah.
She's always been on a queer journey. We have so many talented friends. I'm, of course, thinking of Mateo Lane's incredibly talented. Mm. Tim Murray, Michael Henry. Their queerness is their comedy.
Absolutely. It's their perspective. If comedy's about perspective, it's like, well, that's my perspective. It's different and unique. And because of my identity, I've been treated or perceived in a certain way. And here's my perception of the outside world. I think there's something really cool about being outsiders of community that mm-hmm. lend a comedic voice to our comedy. We've been forced to be outsiders, essentially.
Yes, and that gives us
a very specific point of view. And what is comedy but point of view, right?
Yeah.
So I think, like, for me, it is an element of queerness is perspective.
Perspective. So it goes back to it. Who's gayer? Who's queerer? Who's better at being queer? I want to say you. I want to say you.
Why? Because I don't agree with you.
I think you are. You know what it is? Okay, so let's talk about another important part of being queer.
Okay.
Which you didn't get. Did you have three tenets? I'm sure you have three other tenets of
queerness.
Ditto,
yeah, whatever.
Fashion. Like.
That's not. Okay, go ahead.
You are better at.
Actiful?
You. You are better at understanding. You, even though your fashion is counterculture, you have a point of view with fashion,
yeah.
And I don't.
But in a way, I mean, I don't think that's an element of queerness because I know a lot of straight people who dress really well.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of gay people that can't dress at all.
The untucked straw.
Here's why I think you're gayer than me.
Okay.
I do think that you are, I will say, we're both very active in our communities, but I think that there's like a social awareness that you bring and you speak for the larger community that I like look up to. And I think in that way.
Really?
Yes. You speak for queer people. Like, you know, you have, like, you do a lot of shows that cater to queer people.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that that's.
But
really,
so do you.
I know, but you do more than I do.
Really?
I think so. It's just like lately we do the same amount of queer shit.
We do a lot of queer shit together.
Cumulatively, I think you.
So let's talk about our drag journey. We both do drag.
Yes.
And our drag is very different.
Yes.
And I think that's like pertinent to this okay. quest.
How would you describe your drag?
It's evolving. Camp. It's camp.
You'll never be glamorous.
I used to be even more of a slut in drag. Mm. I might still be. I'm still a slut, but I'm now.
What's your drag name?
Basic bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now I really am. My queerness is getting back in touch with my childhood.
Ooh.
Because I mean.
Okay, therapy.
Therapy. I literally in therapy had a breakthrough. It was like, oh, I never got to be the person I was supposed to be.
Ooh.
Like,
what's gotten in the way of that?
I mean, life. You know what I mean? Like bullying, judging yourself. So I feel like there was a time where I was really my purest, queerest self, like literally around like 5 or 6,
sure,
where
sure.
I was like the weird, goofy, fun kid. Mm-hmm. And then I changed because I got bullied.
Mm.
So, I mean, I think a lot of queer people, I don't know if y'all feel this way, but like I didn't get to grow up to be who I was supposed to be.
Absolutely.
I became a derivation of what I was supposed to be. And I'm like spending my life getting back in touch with it.
I see. So it's like if you were in a river and people were steering you on a different course and you feel like you've been in not the right river bend.
Right.
In a way.
Yeah. I didn't get to be like, imagine if I got, I mean, with all of us queers, if you really got to be the kid you were supposed to be without the bullshit judgment.
Yeah. We'd be fabulous.
We'd be even more.
Selves. Yeah.
Yeah. Even more fabulous. Yeah. And that's why I guess like our drag is important because so for me, like my drag right now is even more about getting in touch with my inner child.
Yeah.
Really.
And something that I admire about your drag is that you, like you said, in one of the tenets of being gay, you take pop culture, but you don't regurgitate it. You cut it up. You switch it around. I think that is a gay thing. I think that is
so
a queer thing, is taking heteronormative culture and rearranging it to make it fit yourself, right?
Yeah.
That's why we love Housewives. That's why we love Bachelor. We take straight things and we make it make sense for us. And that's a magic that only queer people have, I think.
So let's talk about your drag, because your drag, how do you define, what is your drag?
My drag is...
And your name is?
Ozma.
Yes.
And it comes from sort of like... The story of Ozma of Oz is like, it's a Wizard of Oz reference, and it's a boy who lives in Kansas and goes to Oz and realizes that he's actually a girl, and he was like trapped in a boy's body to protect himself because he's like this general in Oz or whatever. So to me, there's like a really great gender expression story there. And also, my name is Oz, and Ma is like the female version of that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, there's like a sort of like working with gender and also working with clown. It is like very clown focused and collaborative focus. So I work with a group of freaks that I call the Ozmonauts, and we choreograph stuff together, and it's all very collaborative. It's
and
from
it
my
is,
dancing background, obviously.
Because you really showcase your dancing background.
Yeah.
You showcase your lip syncing ability. Mm. And like you really perform like a star. Like you really performed like a star. Like it's just so funny because it's like we're freaks and yet you channel like some superstar.
Well, it's not me, right? Like, and that's I think maybe to what you were saying earlier of like me perform. I have terrible stage fright. I've had really, really bad stage fright. And the way that I've discovered on how to get over that stage fright is to push really hard. So when I'm on stage, I'm like fully not myself. I'm like, I just push forward, right? And there are triggers that will get me in a place where I'm like in my head, mm-hmm. where I hate everything. And it's when people call me by my name. That'll like really fuck me up. If they're like, oh, Oscar. And I'm like, well, no, I'm not. I'm like a person.
Yeah.
And this is on stage too, when I do improv shows or sketch shows. Or someone comments on what I'm wearing, because that's not my fantasy. Like, that's not who I am. And then, like, just anything that reminds me of who I actually am is so, like, triggering in such a negative way for me where I'm like, oh, despite all this makeup, all the look, all the effects, despite all I do on stage, you can't get past that and you see me?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. That's so tragic.
That's so straight.
That.
That's really
and that's straight.
Straight.
And that's a crime.
So we still don't know the answer to this. I don't know if we'll ever know the answer to this.
I don't think so. Maybe by the end of this
journey, we'll
this
find
journey,
out
we'll find out.
Being
gay. By looking at straight things, we'll know who's gayer.
We have to look at a list of straight things and which ones.
I will
you
say,
like
so
more.
Far, you seem a little more knowledgeable about straight things than I am.
Yeah.
So
I think so. And I wonder if I've in my deprogramming, I don't know if you felt this way. I mean, we both came up in a very straight comedy scene.
Yeah.
And I feel like you learn the language of straight comedy to survive.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, I don't know how much it's, like, learning another language or changing the language you
speak. That's a really good point. Yeah. Because people weren't laughing at our shit when we were starting out. People were, like, being like, who the fuck are these gay guys doing improv? Yuck.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, maybe a lot of that was just, like, if I need to fit in, I need to, like, do a Star Wars joke. like reference Dave Matthews Band, you know?
Right. Like,
but also, like,
Hooba Stank.
People didn't think I was funny back then, you know? Like, no one cared about. I just, like, I knew that it was helping me get over stage fright, and I knew that I was having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even though it was predominantly a straight thing, improv, mm-hmm. I found some gay people that I was able to connect, at least, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how we connected, too, because, like,
yeah.
When we met, it was still
Insider
very,
Edition.
It was very straight still. You
it
know?
Was very straight still. We met literally like, in North Carolina.
I mean, you want to talk about a straight.
Straight oof. Fucking state at a comedy improv festival
yeah.
where Oscar was dancing the house down.
Mm.
And literally I was trying to hit on him.
That's such, you keep saying that. That's not
it
true.
It is 100%
true. If that
true.
Is true, I feel very sad for your game.
Yeah, I didn't say I did good.
Ooh.
But I remember doing that thing of like trying to like hang out near you, and I certainly couldn't hang dancing. Like I couldn't hang because you're like an amazing dancer, and like literally people are just like watching you dance because you're like an amazing dancer, and like not knowing how to hang. So like being like, oh, he hates you. Get away. Get out of here.
Stop
get out of here.
It. There's another. We could have been together.
We could have
been together.
Ew.
We could have lived in North Carolina.
Ew!
And gotten married.
Can you think of a more toxic couple than
ew!
Us?
Ew! Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sid and Nancy.
Well, maybe we'll ask you, the listeners. Maybe we'll throw up a poll.
Yeah, do
and
it.
And ask who's better at being gay.
Yeah.
We need to know.
No one will for either one of us.
Yeah. It'll be me, you, or what's her name? Who's saying Angela Bassett did da tang?
Ariana DeBose.
I think she's...
I mean, that wins, I think. Just that moment, Angela Bassett did the thing, is gayer than both of us. Combined.
I love it. Well, we're going to...
Okay,
this
people are
too
asking
safe.
About where we are, this so is... we need to get out of this space.
We do need to get out of this space. And when we come back, straightness.
Eek.
So we just had our gay moment.
Mm-hmm. We just had our gay moment, and now we're out of the safe space, and let's talk straight.
Let's talk straight. Let's get
straight
real.
Straight talk.
We have two of the only straight people I like here.
Yes.
we said there's eight of y'all, and y'all made the list.
Mm-hmm. Great. Top eight straights. Y'all are... on the top of that list, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I'm going to say on top of
that
list.
Look, we love them. They're comedians, writers, actors, and podcasters of the XOXO Gossip Kings podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's Carl Tarr and Lamar Woods. Hi.
Oh,
wow.
Hey, what up?
Happy to be here.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy to be here. Thank y'all for
having us. And thank y'all for
us.
The spread. We got to talk about this spread.
Yeah, let's talk about this spread. What's in this spread? What's on the spread?
So I walked in. I thought these was props.
Yeah, I thought it was like straight props.
Some unmarked water bottles, some undercover water, a six-pack of tiny can Mountain Dew.
Yes.
110 calories each can.
Sensible.
Damn, it's...
Can you believe that? Even 110?
It's so much.
It's so much.
And it's so
do you
tasty.
Like soda?
I love it to death.
You love it
yeah.
to
death?
it's the bane of me. Like,
yeah.
It is what causes all the problems for me.
Yeah.
What's your favorite soda? We talked about this before, but I wasn't sure if it was...
You know what? My favorite soda, I talked about this recently with somebody. I think
it was
the
me.
Best tasting soda...
and I forgot everything. I
can't remember who it was. I think the best tasting soda, if you're from the West Coast, you know about this. I haven't seen it where I'm originally from, but maybe it's there. I'm from Mississippi originally. I got a favorite soda down there, too. We can talk about both.
Yes.
Mm.
But here in California and on the West Coast, period, Cactus Cooler. It's an orange soda mixed with pineapple, and it is a heat. It's a heater. It's just so
it's
good.
Rich. It's a lot of flavor. A
lot of flavor in that one.
Wait, but what's in a Cactus Cooler?
It's orange soda and pineapple soda.
Whoa. Damn, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds and it's carbonated fret, like it's really bubbly. Not
yeah,
too
it's
flat.
Soda. It's soda. Soda. It's got.
They
it's
sell
got
it at
million
like Mexican
calories.
Places. Yeah, the taco trucks.
They sell it everywhere. They sell it at the grocery
store.
They sell it. Yeah, you can get it
that's
anywhere.
The best one out here.
That to me is the best one here. But in the South, we got this brand of soda called Knee High. Nehi.
N-E-H-I.
And that Joker, there's a peach flavor.
Mm-hmm. Peach soda.
And that shit is good.
People have been talking about peach soda. You know about this? Everyone's saying peach soda's the winner.
Engineer's going crazy back there.
He's doing car wheels and somersaults fully. What?
Now, is soda straight? I think soda might be straight.
I think soda might be straight.
I don't know, it's bubbly.
Bubbly.
Like bubbly water seltzer's
is
gay.
Seltzer's gay.
Okay.
Soda's straight.
Damn, soda straight.
Yeah.
Can't sorry. Have nothing.
No, you are straight. You can have it.
Yeah, but it's bad for you. Like, Mountain Dew's terrible for you. You guys used to hear that, like, Mountain Dew was alligator piss?
Right. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, they used to say that when we was kids.
Do you know they don't sell Mountain Dew? The Mountain Dew we have here, they don't sell it in Europe.
Did no, it's different. That? It tastes different, too.
Yeah.
I've had it.
Oh, yeah, you lived in Europe.
I had it over there. It was
it's different.
It tastes like
there.
I walked to a place.
But it's Mountain Dew brand, but it's just not the same.
Yeah, it doesn't taste the same. It's not as much sugar in it.
Right.
It kind of gives you, like, diet vibes a little bit, but it's not.
Yeah. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Because we have stuff in ours that they refuse to sell.
They regulate
it. Yeah, they regulate the shit. First time I tried it, as an American, I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting this Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Going there.
Yeah,
God bless
drink
America.
It was terrible. So I walked back in the store, I shot that bitch up.
God bless America. Yeah.
Truly classic.
You bring in that flavor. So we're here to talk about.
I don't drink soda. I don't know if y'all want
to
know
my
opinion.
I would love to know your opinion.
You don't drink soda. Why?
For this conversation? No, I drink only water, which is great.
Only water?
Water and alcohol. But
no juice?
No juice.
Huh.
Really? No milks?
No milk.
No milk.
Unless it's like in... like when I cook with it.
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
You really only drink water and alcohol.
Yeah.
See, I wish I could do that. Yeah. I need a little.
Do you have a sweet tooth?
I got a real sweet tooth.
And you don't.
I need a little something sweet.
A sweet tooth? Not really. I mean, I do like candy. I like sour gummy worms. That's my shit.
Mm.
And I like when I go to the movies, I like to eat them. Mm. Like Sour Patch Kids and all that. But not a huge sweet tooth.
Man, that's luck.
I'm the same. I love a sweet tooth.
I don't want water with my meal. Get water out of here.
Yeah, you drink it with soda.
The bubble water comes in. The bubble water's been a good... like,
yeah.
But it took some time. Like, I used to love Sprite. Like, Sprite was a big deal for me. Mm. I still, like, cheat and, like, get a Sprite every once in a while.
Now, why'd you say cheat?
I just don't want to drink soda anymore.
Mm.
It's like a diet. And I don't think it's a diet, but it's
you
like,
made a choice.
Yeah, I'm making a choice. That, like, I don't...
Yeah.
I do like soda. Maybe I made that... I do actually like it as a concept.
I see.
But,
but you don't drink it anymore.
I don't drink it. I've been drinking it a long time.
I don't crave it. I don't crave the
but
bubbles.
But that's what happens when you don't drink it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm the same way.
I
love soda.
If I sit down in front of the TV, I got my little TV tray out. I got two chili cheese dogs, some Lay's potato chips. I'm about to watch the news or whatever is on television. Yeah, at the Wheel of Fortune.
Chili cheese dogs with the news.
6 years old.
I'm about to watch Wheel of Fortune. I need something. I need like a Pepsi or something. I like it. Just makes the food taste better.
And you don't fuck with diet stuff.
I do because I have to. So like I will do like Coke Zero.
I see.
But there's just times. Here's when I want to drink water. I want to drink water when I'm working out or doing something athletic.
Mm. Yeah.
Because even Gatorade makes you like. Mm, you know?
Yeah. There's a film.
Yeah. So I'm like, let me just do water for now. 4 o'clock in the morning, when I fart myself awake, I need some water. Fart and scare myself. Who in here? You need some water at that point. And then otherwise, never.
Yeah.
I just drink it because I have to.
So what do you think of sparkling water?
I drink that because I need the carbonation is what's good for me.
Yeah.
I see.
Remember people used to say like,
water.
People used to think they was being healthy. These kids used to say stuff in my high school. I don't drink dark soda.
Dark soda.
I don't drink. Yeah,
like it's dark chicken.
I don't drink Coca-Cola. I only drink Sprite.
Like dark soda's like dark liquor.
You stupid bitch. It's the same. Like it's the same. Yeah, like dark liquor.
Same.
Like people go, oh, I ain't drinking that dark. It's like it's the same thing.
It's
you know,
how
people say don't mix.
Yeah.
Like, don't if you start off with whiskey, you got to stay with dark all night. No, you don't.
No.
It's all doing the same thing.
If you have too much, you're going to
feel
bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and then people would say, like, I only drink juice. It's like, well, you drink a Hawaiian Punch. That's got more sugar than the Coca-Cola.
Wow.
Yeah. Liars, all of them.
This is tangential and important to what we're talking about today, because we asked y'all to bring in something straight to talk about.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
So this segment is called, Have You Heard About Fast Food?
I haven't. What's that? Mark.
What is that? What is that? So y'all were like, fast food's a straight thing we need to talk about.
I mean, we weren't confident about it. I was just like, is fast food straight? I don't know.
I think it is.
We could talk about probably multiple foods because I was talking about Oscar, we were having a conversation about food, and I was talking about barbecuing.
Uh-huh.
But like that feels like a straight thing. Like,
barbecuing. Grilling.
I didn't know. Because you don't want to, like Oscar told me in the green room at UCB was like, no sports.
Yeah.
He's serious about it. No sports.
Yeah.
It's too easy. I don't know what else.
I also felt that though. I felt sports was too easy. I was trying to figure out what's something else that I'm into because I'm not just
like, we're not like guys.
Yeah, like all this stuff I think of are like.
The reason why we said you're one of the eight people we like is because you're the kind of straight people who we feel safe around.
Absolutely. And, you host a podcast, talk about Gossip Girl. I mean, that to me is like.
We can talk
very
about
cool.
that. That's a very straight show.
Is it a straight show?
Nah, I don't know.
It's kind of camp.
Yeah, it's so camp.
It's kind of gay.
Motto tore it apart.
I think it's horrible. I was surprised. I came on. Ooh. I love it. Give me the hate. I came on like assuming we were all like in on the joke, but y'all were like, no, this is good.
This is a very great show.
Yeah.
I hate the show and love it at the same
time.
We're
at the point, like, when we're hanging out, just me and Carl just talking about our life, like, we refer to the characters, like, in our, like, daily, like, it's like, it's I sick. Think when she's acting like Serena right now, like, oh my God. It's like a part of our
Who would you cast ecosystem. Yourselves in Gossip Girl?
There's this prison guard that works with Nate's dad was locked up, and then also Juliet's brother was locked up as his prison guard. Yeah. He's a black dude who's always like, you just missed him.
Yeah.
Back again so soon. I would cast myself as I have a reoccurring as a prison guard.
There's a black new billionaire on the show that I want to be him.
Russell Thorpe.
Yeah.
He was the same guy from Spin City. You remember Spin City?
Oh, yeah.
Throwback.
He was gay on Spin City.
That's true.
I also got a... I heard y'all recently on Best Friends, and it blew me away like how similar I feel like y'all's friendship is to ours.
Yeah, we are. Yes, yes, yes.
Because you were talking about how like Lamar is not great at texting back.
Yeah.
And I all the time...
Why are you bringing this shit up?
...am begging this girl to text me back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Oscar.
See, am I the Oscar in this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I texted Oscar the other day, too, and I looked and saw the last...
I texted you back?
You did text back, but I looked at the last time we texted, and it was definitely 2017.
It just takes me a while, that's all.
It's hard. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. I don't really understand how the autofill and stuff. It's just too much for me.
See,
you know what I was going to say to you the other day?
Yeah, like, I think we should be friends and you guys should hang out.
Yeah.
Y'all text each other all day.
Yeah. I'm not trying to put his business on Front Street, but he was just like, I don't like texting because, you know, the spelling the autocorrect, what he was saying. And I was like, wait a minute. Lamar, you're the perfect candidate to just send voice notes all the time.
I know.
I don't want to do that.
I just started getting into that.
Really?
When you say voice notes, you're talking about when I talk into it. I guess
you could do that. You could do the voice text, or you could do
voice notes for me. The thing that goes like when I go, "Hey, I'm gonna be at SiriusXM later today," and it goes to you.
Yeah.
I
like that.
I think that's a good solution.
Oscar, you can do that.
I did it a couple of times.
I'm learning about it in real time. I need to like figure out how to get used to it.
Yeah.
It's good. That's a good advice.
It's good advice.
Well, if Lamar's doing it, then I'm doing it too.
Please.
Well, we'll try it. I'll update you. I just feel like, I got an older iPhone, and when I do it, it sends it. Like, it doesn't let me listen to it. Mm-hmm. So
iPhone is the same. I have an old phone too.
I had voice noted this girl the other day. And I was like, so I was thinking we could go out to dinner this weekend, and then maybe we could go here. No, I don't know. I'll start over.
And then it auto sends.
And then it sent it. And then I was like, ignore everything I just said. I didn't mean to send that.
Oh, my God.
It was like so
I don't like that it auto sends.
Yeah. Why is it doing that?
It used to be you could hear it. You could decide if you were going to send it.
And I want to edit and listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to edit? You want to put it up in GarageBand?
Yeah, to get the levels.
I want to score it, put some music behind it.
Auto-tune it.
So I was thinking maybe we could eat.
It's me. Who's that girl? It's Jess.
So fast food or barbecuing, either of these.
Steak, too. I was thinking steak. I'm a big steak person.
Steak is very straight. Yeah.
I think there's a straight guy culture around it. Like, it's like everyone likes steak, there's like a pride about liking meat or only eating meat.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the Liver King guy, but he got caught up lying. He said he was all natural and only just ate like raw liver and shit.
I don't know who this guy is.
Dude on TikTok, a real buff guy. He would like eat a bunch of raw meat.
Yeah.
You're saying it like we all should know who this person is.
Y'all know who Liver King is?
We all have
his name is Liver King?
The Liver King, yeah.
Oh, Liver King.
But he got caught like ordering like tons of gear. Like,
can we get a visual? Keep going.
Liver King. Okay. Yeah. Let's see what
But
he
yeah, there is a meat pride, I guess.
Oh my god!
Ew! So he ate that? That shit is raw.
Yeah, he would eat. He would eat like raw liver.
What the fuck is he holding?
But he was, what he was saying, he was telling people, which is super unhealthy and I mean, super like irresponsible. He was basically like telling people. That's why that thing says liar right there.
Liar. Watch Mojo.
I'm a big fan of Mojo. Mojo, they got good breakdowns.
You are me. Oh my god. Oscar loves Mojo. Watch Mojo.
Oh my god.
Is Mojo the one that has that little ghost boy that floats around? Because I don't like that one.
No.
What are you talking about?
You know, they're on the list.
Little.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
No,
it's
I don't.
Like, number nine.
Talk about TikTok. We gonna talk about Mojo.
Love.
They just break down like TV shows and like.
They're like, here's Lamar, the 10 craziest moments from American Idol.
Okay, yeah. I'll tell you this much. My biggest accomplishment as a personality is I was on a Watch Mojo list.
Really?
Wow.
They did a top 10 best Snicker commercials, and I was number 10. My commercial was number 10.
I did see that. I saw that.
Fully awesome. Like, oh my god, I made it. I made it. This is
baby,
what it feels like
you
to
made
make
it.
It.
Yeah, that is amazing. That's, I got that on
you
my.
You know how they use a lot of like stock footage on those things? Like,
absolutely.
There's this guy I used to do background acting with. I guess he just did a day of stock footage, and he pops up every time I watch the day.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, I know that dude.
So I got a question. So about meat.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about if it's straight. So do you guys eat meat or are y'all vegetarian? Which
I eat meat.
With?
I eat meat. Yeah.
Okay.
And how do you prepare?
what's your season?
Yeah, what's the gay
mix?
Way of
I would
meat?
Say I am very omnivorous about how I eat. Like, I'm like, I need to eat a veggie and a grain with my meat.
Balanced.
Okay. Yeah. And I don't know if that's queer or just me, but like, I do like the balance. I like when you feel like all the food's represented.
I feel that, yeah. I do
that
feel like there's like kind
a
of a straight thing.
Yeah.
You tell the greatest card. I feel like every time we barbecue at Iffy's house, it's just like, well, for a while, it'd be like, no size.
No size. Yeah,
like,
we tell people to bring size.
All meat.
Yeah.
But it feels like size don't get a representation
I get
at
that.
A barbecue like that.
I mean, I definitely that's like how gym bros, like all my homies at the gym, they mm-hmm. all like, you got to have your salmon. Mm. They say salmon. You got to have your salmon and your rice, your brown rice, and your asparagus.
Yeah.
So I like to cook.
Asparagus is cool.
I'll make a steak and I'll do like I'll prepare it in the way it should. I know how to really cook a steak. Like,
really?
Do you make steak? Do y'all make steak?
No, my husband cooks.
Okay. Do I do a medium rare?
Yes. Know? We like a little bloody for sure.
Ew. Yeah. Oscar, you are ghetto. You want a well done steak?
I want my steak well done.
Burnt.
Why is my steak
well
burnt?
That shit is charcoal. I'll eat it.
I don't mind a blood.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you
yeah, how do
you
cook?
All right, so I'm going to tell you, if let's say I got a ribeye.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Here's what you got to do.
There's different kinds of steak?
Yes.
Oh, come on, Oscar.
I don't know
don't
this
do
stuff. I don't know.
It's like different parts of your body, like the chest or like the ass. It's like, but we can't
so
call
what's
it
a,
different.
So what's that? The
ribeye? The ribeye
rib
is the booty.
It's the booty.
Yeah. Okay. That's why it's the fattiest. It's the best cut of meat.
Ooh.
This shit is delicious. I love that ass.
It's where the rib. It's where the
meat. I'm straight.
Yeah, you love meat.
Lamar's ready, just punching the producers.
Yeah. You sound like you're about to go fuck the butcher section. Like, that's what it sounds like.
Very important part of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh. Go to a butcher.
Yeah.
Or go to the section in the grocery store. Don't just buy it out of the freezer case.
Interesting.
Case.
I'm sorry, what?
Don't just buy your steak.
You want them to chop it up for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's that fresh meat, right?
Yeah. That one's more fresh
what is
than
the
what
difference,
they.
Though? Like,
the other ones have been sitting there for a couple days.
Yeah. Because I went to a butcher one, or the one in the grocery store, and I was like, I want to get like a fresh, like, red snapper. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted him to cut it for me, but he was like, eat that one. That's I just made those. I'm like, man, I should have been sitting there. Like, I
would want him to fillet the rest. But in his section, if he's standing there, it is fresh.
Oh, okay, so
like,
it is
and
somewhere.
in the refrigerator part, you know, reach in, look at it. Yeah. It's just been sitting out a little bit longer.
Right, you don't want that.
You can eat it. You know, I'm not trying to shame nobody if that's what they can afford.
Yeah.
But, right.
I mean, he could have helped me out. He could have explained it to me.
Yeah.
No, he was being problematic.
Yeah.
We hate him.
Butcher Bridges are rude. I mean, they spend all day around, like, killing animals.
He was gaslighting you, which is straight.
Yeah.
I guarantee he was straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you get your cut. Let's say you get a ribeye. Uh-huh. Take that joker home.
Yeah.
You got to let it sit out. I put it on my cutting board, uh-huh. and I let it sit out for about an hour and a half.
You don't want it to be cold?
No, not you cold.
You got to thaw it out
room temp. I thought. Huh, just make it room temp.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But before, when you do that, you put salt on both sides and you massage it in. Right?
Oh.
Also, let me say this, and we're talking about the grocery store. To the people, never buy pre-seasoned meat.
Oh, no. That's crazy. Yeah.
Don't
are
do that.
Doing
why,
that?
Why not?
I think people
are. You be doing that? You be buying the carne asada that already got the seasoning on it?
Oh, I bought carne asada.
With don't the seasoning? Do it. Season what? It yourself.
I bought it with the seasoning.
Marinate yourself. I'll give you a carne asada marinade, too. It's really good.
Okay.
Don't buy the pre-seasoned stuff because that's old meat that they season to mask the smell.
Really?
Got
yeah.
it.
No
how you know that?
Way.
Hey, man, I know everything,
that.
Man.
You saw that shit on TikTok, man.
Oh, you that should. Makes sense.
That's just a smart business move yeah. of yeah. like... It's gonna. Oh,
it, ain't yeah, like,
gonna
old, it ain't something. Like it ain't like old that it's gonna make you sick or
but
something like that.
Right. That's why they do that. Yeah. I didn't know God. That. I thought it was
also
just
a
like,
marinade prolongs the life, right?
I thought it was they have like chef back there who's like, this is my my rub.
I mean, yeah, bro. No, no, it is not that. It is just
is so
the same guy that wouldn't cut your fish.
Like,
you
gay home butcher shop. No,
I'm gonna look for a gay.
They're all vegan places.
Let us know if there's a gay old butcher shop. That's where I'm getting my meat.
In Highland Park, there's literally a vegan butcher, which I was like, what are we talking about?
What is that?
What are you talking about?
It's a gardener. Yeah. wait, so finish talking.
All right, so you salted it, you mm-hmm. put it out, you let it sit out. I put it on my cutting board, go do my own thing, you know, turn on Wheel of Fortune. And
no chili dog so, today.
No chili dog today. I'm making steak tonight. Steak and asparagus. And then after the time that you hour to hour and a half, mm-hmm. you pick it up, of course. Already get your pan hot. Mm-hmm.
So what do you put in the pan?
A little bit of olive oil.
I do avocado oil because it has a high smoke point.
High smoke point on
that. That's smart.
Because you want that pan hot. Get that cast iron, too.
Yeah, you got
to
cast iron.
You want the oil to burn.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And you want that pan hot. Once your steak's been sitting out like 45 minutes, get that pan started. Mm. On a medium heat, but you want it to be hot. So,
okay.
Because you don't want the meat to burn and not cook enough on the inside. You're trying to make a medium rare.
Gotcha.
Wow. You want it. And so, put
it
in a pot, right?
Gotta let it
here's
burn.
How I do it. Some people don't season their food like crazy, but I'll go, once my pan is hot enough, I put the meat in on one side. I put a little bit more salt, because other salt, what that salt has done is drawn out the moisture, but also put it back in to make the steak juicier, right? So, and it's like loosened up the muscle fibers and tendons to make the steak a little bit more tender.
Wow.
Meat scientist over here.
Yeah.
So I when I put it in, put more salt, pepper,
sounds pretty
garlic.
Gay to me.
There is a movie on
talking
Torn
about
Up
tendons
is gay. Meat scientist.
Meat scientist.
Let me see that.
Keep talking about this.
Yeah, meat scientist.
Yeah.
Salt, pepper, garlic powder on one side.
So you use garlic powder? So interesting. I don't use garlic powder because I put crusted garlic and put it in the pan.
That's
well, no, hold on now.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to that part.
Ooh.
I cooked that on one side, on the one side for 4 minutes.
Okay.
And then I turn it over. And when I turn it over, I put a pat of butter in there. I put a sprig of rosemary.
A sprig
of rosemary. And then I put minced garlic.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
And that butter and all that stuff starts to cook.
Uh-huh.
And that melts. And then you pick up the pan, turn to the side, take a spoon, and you baste it.
Oh,
don't forget to season what you've already done. Cook that side for 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So now you've got a total of 7 minutes.
That's really not that long.
It's
I
not,
thought cooking meat was like a 5-hour thing.
No,
if you barbecue, and we'll talk about barbecuing too.
Mm-hmm. But because we're cooking it rare too, or medium rare.
Oh, I see.
But I didn't know, you know, I think we grew up, especially black people, we grew up, we didn't know about the medium rare thing. Like my mom was always like, my steak is not done. And she would always send it back. So then when I got rich, I went to the steakhouse with the first writer's room.
You better fucking work, Lamar.
I went to we had a steak dinner with the writer's room, who were, all these people were richer than me. But I was like, you know, starting to work for the first time.
Yeah.
And they asked for how I want my steak. And I was like, oh, medium well. I was like, or medium. But, you know, I had no interest in anything lower than that.
Yeah.
And everybody, like, lost their shit. They were like, you got to go medium rare. And I was like, no way. That's disgusted. You guys are animals.
Uh-huh.
But I was like,
rich white people go crazy over that.
Yeah, they do not. They don't
play that. I don't care how woke they are. You're going to make that steak medium rare, you jigaboo.
What the fuck you just called me? Take your ass.
That's it. I'm sick of the final straw.
I'm sick of y'all woke.
Even Bernie Sanders loses it.
He's like, God damn it, you monkey. You better get that shit medium rare.
The government owes us.
They just think less than 40%.
Socialism. Yeah. But also, you can't cook your meat.
But I did it because I hate conflicts.
You felt.
Yeah, I was like,
they got in your head.
Yeah, they got in my head, so I did it. But then I immediately had a steak nightmare, which you call, they call meat mares. I don't know if you ever had one. But no. it's when your steak is rare, or too rare. I had this nightmare that night, and it was like basically like the soul of the cow was like in my dreams. Like,
wait,
crazy.
What?
That's not real.
No, I'm not making this up. It was like
because you're not using hyperbole right now.
No, no, I stopped eating meat for like 2 months after because it was like so traumatizing.
You had a Lisa Simpson moment.
Yeah, actually.
Whoa.
I'm glad that that is what that was. I mean, and then so
that's why I saw you at the Moon Juice.
Yeah, that you don't win friends with salad.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. You know what? I got through it through therapy and stuff. And then I was like, I knew this is the way to do it. Not because white people told me, just because I felt like something inside of me told me we're supposed to eat this steak.
Wow.
And then ever since then, I've never gone back. It's always medium rare.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Wow.
Seven minutes.
Because I'm still in poor mode. It's like, I think it's disgusting eating a steak medium
rare. Yeah, you got to kind of force yourself through it. It's kind of like I get massages a lot now, and I just never like, thought I deserved something like that.
Wow.
But I had to like force myself to do it like 2 or 3 times.
I didn't know. Shit every week. My taste buds have been colonized.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
I mean, hello?
This is like real racism. Like, they literally gave us the worst meat in the restaurant. So we think that black people were thinking that this is like we're like this is what we're used to,
but
this is like they were keeping it from us.
Also, we go to places like Outback Steakhouse where you go, I'd like it medium rare, please, and they go, you gonna get what we finna bring out.
Yeah, we're going longhorn steak.
Oh, we didn't ask for the temperature.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody said temperature.
You want the ribeye? And how you want that cooked?
Look at the chunk. It's all the same.
Yeah, I didn't say how you want it cooked. I asked, do you want it cooked?
Do you want it cooked?
Yeah. We haven't talked about fast food at all.
I do want to hit on fast food. We got to hit on fast food a little bit.
Okay, yes.
Which part of fast food, or is there a specific restaurant where you're like, this one's straight?
I mean, there is a straight, like, hello, let's address the elephant in the room. There is a straight fast food chain out there.
You're talking about the hateful one?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
They're like straight up.
They're
hateful.
Like Christian.
Yeah.
What about Carl's Jr.? That feels like
that's straight.
Because like
remember they did the babes. Remember the babes commercials.
The marketing. Yeah,
that was very much a naked woman on the menu.
It was never.
It was always like Adriana Lima. Eating cheeseburger,
yes.
She drop ketchup on her arms.
Yeah.
Like, bitch.
13-year-old me is like, damn.
I think Arby's too. Like, I feel like because you hear Ving Rhames' voice, I feel like Ving Rhames
is a
masculine.
We got the meats.
Yeah, we got the meats.
Yeah.
Then you hear him like eating stuff.
Feels very aggressive. All of it feels aggressive. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they market burgers and stuff to like, you know. Everything's like big and meaty.
Yeah.
Like Carl's Jr. hamburger called the Big Carl, which is like a Big Mac.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm the spokesperson for it.
God bless.
Wait, so what's your favorite fast food restaurant?
Yeah, what's your favorite fast food?
McDonald's.
What do you eat? What's your order? Wendy's. I love Wendy's.
I love Wendy's.
Yeah, Wendy's is dope.
I feel like Wendy's is better on the East Coast than it is here.
I agree.
I think that's
less competition here.
Yeah.
How many Wendy's you see?
Where's
you got one in Hollywood. You got two in Hollywood. You got one on Sunset.
Yeah.
One on Vermont, and then you got to go to Burbank.
Absolutely right, Carl. Why? Because I can't. It's we got that one club in on Vermont.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I hate going there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the only one that's close to our house.
Damn. Because spicy chicken at Wendy's.
That was my shit growing up.
Oh my God, Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. Well, sorry, Carl.
Okay. Why McDonald's?
McDonald's. It just what like that was a treat when I was a kid. You know. Yeah. Like my grandma was very much like. I got some ground beef at the house. We're going to make burgers at home.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, I'm on McDonald's.
Yeah.
And then my grandma, but so if I was like good in school, I got straight A's or something like that, she would take me, we'd go to McDonald's. If she didn't feel like cooking or something, we'd go to McDonald's. And my grandma ordered, like, I'd want like a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't think about the prices of what McDonald's was in 1995. Like, it wasn't crazy.
Right?
My grandma would go, she would do this, and it would be so embarrassing. I'm sure has led to certain embarrassment trauma that I have to this day. I love my grandma to death. I miss her so much. We would drive through, and the lady would come on the speaker, and she would go, all right, now, I want a hamburger. and some French fry, and make sure them potatoes is hot, because last time I came here, them potatoes was cold. And what you want to drink? And a cork. Because I don't want Coke, Grandma. Get a Coke. A cork. My grandma's like one of them Southern ladies that adds an R into words that don't have.
Yeah.
I want a cork. Or like I would have baseball practice. You know your cork called.
I.
Your cork.
They call you. Like, you know, can your I speak cork? To Carl, please?
like,
you left your bat.
You need to call your cork. Yeah, basically, like you left, if you left your glove or something. Yeah,
you
like,
left your entire equipment.
Tim Carl left his baseball.
But I'll tell you what, with Grandma talking about the hot fries, I think they, like, the grandmas who've done that have started a camp because they now have hot and ready fries at, which one is that? I'm not sure which one.
What?
But they market it as, like, hot and ready. I feel like that's because we did that.
Yeah.
I feel like the fries are hot now, like Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. Even though it's kind of like a scam because they should be hot and ready.
They but
they're making
true.
It seem like they're doing something extra. But right. No,
it
this is what it should be.
Incentivizes you.
But I think they internalize all the trauma from us telling people.
Grandma's.
All of my grandmas.
Grandma, I don't want a hamburger. I want a cheeseburger.
Cheese.
Oh, right.
We got cheese at the house.
Oh, that's funny.
You got a piece of had a there's piece of cheese from the house. I'm like, it doesn't cost extra.
Yeah.
Like, hamburgers and cheeseburgers were like 79 cents and 89 cents back then.
But wow. Why didn't you get a Happy Meal then? Did you ask
she
your
wouldn't let me. I would be like, I want a
why?
Happy Meal. She's like, you ain't no damn Happy Meal. It's just like black grandmas being mean for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, I should be grateful that we're going
about.
To McDonald's.
You should be already happy.
Yeah.
So just happy we're coming here.
Each of you, give me your perfect order from your perfect fast food place.
Yeah.
Okay, you go first.
I mean, I don't eat it as much anymore. More because it's spicy, but spicy chicken sandwich, large fry. Mm. Back then, I used to get the Sprite with no ice. I would never put no ice in it.
None.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah,
I hate ice.
Wait, zero ice.
Zero
ice. Yeah. And you
whoa.
Just drink the carbonation is rocking. Yeah, you know what I'm talking
about. It was kind of cold still.
A little bit. It's coming out the fountain. The if I'm eating it right away, we're supposed to.
McDonald's Sprite too is a fucking
bubblier.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hardcore.
Yeah, it gives you a heart attack.
And then a little ranch and honey mustard on the side. That does it for me.
Mm. Yum.
So I don't order this.
Carl literally just put a tie on.
Just put the cough button. So when I go to McDonald's, a perfect order. I can't order this all the time. You know, mm-hmm. I work in Hollywood now. Mm-hmm. But if I still lived in Mississippi and was just like a guy who worked at the shipyard, I would be ordering this all
is that
the
how, is that
time.
A sliding door sort of scenario for you?
Oh, yeah. Could have been me. So my cousins all do that.
Oh.
And they're all tall and big boned like me, too. Uh-huh. So they're much bigger than I am. People be like, damn, Carl, you big. I say, wait till you see my family.
Yeah.
Who all just look like me.
Right, you're like, I'm petite.
Pounds. Yeah, I know. Yeah. They call me skinny. They ask me if I'm vegan because I don't know.
Wow.
But I love that.
Perfect order for me. If I ain't got no work, no cares, no worries in the world, I'm going Big Mac meal, six-piece chicken nuggets, large fry, large sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
The sweet tea is rocking.
When they used to have the $2 for $1 apple pies, I would do the $2 for $1 apple pies. So
they don't
sweet.
Have those anymore?
Well, they're like the $2 onions each on now. The McDonald's onions on the burgers.
I don't mind the onions at all.
Really? Wow. I hate
like
those
I don't
onions.
Like
they look
that
like
either.
Rice. It's like,
they do look like rice.
I need the onions circular like Burger King style.
Yeah.
Sauce-wise, I'm going sweet and sour and barbecue for the and a side of mac sauce for the fries.
Yum.
What's in the mac sauce?
I think it's like
Thousand Island, right?
Yeah, almost like it's ketchup, mustard, and
mayo?
Mayonnaise.
We used to make
relish.
It in high school. We would put it all together and spin around. It'd be this is basically mac sauce.
Absolutely. You used to dunk your pizza in it.
Do y'all not like fast food?
That's a good question.
You love fast food. You're
I
a
love
Taco,
Taco
Bell,
Bell
bitch.
Taco Bell is great, too.
Is Taco Bell gay or straight to you?
It's straight to me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I also live in a masculine society.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I think fast food to me is straight because they're catering to an audience and they're catering to the biggest audience, which is predominantly straight people and probably a lot of men who maybe feel the most comfortable, like just being like, I'm hungry. I'm going to eat my food.
You know what, though? The way Taco Bell has been, this is interesting. The way Taco Bell's been marketing for the past, 15 years or so, is always like, we're all 21 and it's late night.
Yeah.
Everybody's 21.
It's like, young, like a young thing.
Yeah, it's hip. Like, it's hipstery. Like, we don't play by the rules.
Yeah.
Yes.
We all have, look, that guy's got his nails painted. So maybe it's not as straight as we think it is. Or maybe it's just
it's like
super.
It's like blue collar. Because they would be like, you don't need that charcuterie board. Come get right. these tacos.
They are. They're trying. College is perfect.
Live Mas.
Live Mas. They're catering to the person in us that doesn't want to feel like we're in our mid 30s.
Yeah.
They're like, you're not in your mid 30s. You're still in college.
You're still in college.
Come eat Taco Bell. Yeah.
Taco Bell at 3 o'clock in the morning.
If you're right though. I feel like I don't go there. I feel like I'm too old to go there. So I don't know if it's gay or straight. It's more like ages.
Yeah, commercials are never. It's never daytime. Yeah. Nobody's ever getting Taco Bell for lunch. Unless they're doing like the happy hour commercial. But most of the time, they're never getting Taco Bell for lunch. It's always late night. And the friends are piled up in your mom's car.
So what do we think
party,
is
drunk?
A gay fast food spot?
That is a great
I don't know, because
question.
I was going to say, like, you love Taco Bell. I prefer Jack in the Box. But Jack in the Box is catered to stoners specifically.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
It's just like fully stoners. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. We got Jack a mixture of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you got the munchies, right?
Yeah, yeah. We have some kind of food.
They even have things called munchie boxes.
Yeah, exactly,
that might be the gayest one out of the ones we're talking about
today. Is it the gayest fast food restaurant? I mean, do we count the veggie grill as fast food?
No. That doesn't count.
Why is that not fast?
You need to have a drive-thru. You need to have
a drive-thru, yeah.
Okay.
Dairy Queen.
Fast enough.
I guess.
Dairy Queen?
I don't even want
to. Oh, yeah.
Dairy Queen.
Because are there Dairy Queens in L.A. or California?
It's hard to find them.
They're hard to find.
It's like the closest one is like the Arcadia Mall.
It's not gay. Yes. And which I've been to. Meh, I don't know. The mystery goes on.
Honestly, I would say In-N-Out is probably the gayest fast food place.
No. They're like conservative.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the crazy part, because I was just about to say something very controversial.
Say it.
I think Chick-fil-A is the gayest one.
And
notice that both of them are conservative organizations.
Wait, speak more on that. What do you
mean? Chick-fil-A, to me, just the aesthetic of it is just like...
It's clean.
It's in West Hollywood.
Modern.
I always felt weird about that.
You have a point. Maybe it's the place for self-hating gays, which is a lot of us gays.
Ooh, you said
that. Mac and cheese is too good. I'm like, nah, this was made by a gay man.
Yeah. Gotta try that mac and cheese sometime.
That shit is good. That's the best fast food mac and cheese.
Burger
that
King?
That shit is good.
Straight?
Burger King.
Yeah. Asexual.
Yeah, Burger King is...
Burger King is ace as fuck. Yeah.
I don't know what Burger King got going on.
Okay.
This is hard.
This is my favorite fast food restaurant.
What?
White Castle.
Ooh.
White Castle is my favorite fast food.
So you lived in New York for a while.
Yes. It was called Crystal Burger. Where I'm from.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
That was a tiny little
that was
burger
a gay spot.
Queer?
And they got the little tiny burgers.
Yeah,
tiny...
that's kind of queer.
Yeah.
It is kind of queer.
It depends on the quantity.
Small food.
Mm-hmm. How many you eating, though? Because when me and my dad go, which I go every time I go home, man, when we go to Atlanta, him and his friends laugh at me because I got to hit it up every time.
Yeah, like, we got to go to Crystal.
I eat minimum six.
Oh, yeah. No. You eat them by the bunch. You don't eat just one and it's fine. No.
Yeah.
You got to have a whole bunch of little White Castle burgers.
I think Jollibee is the gayest fast food place.
The Filipino joint?
Yeah.
Why? I've never been there.
No,
that is a Jollibee. I don't know. He's a Jollibee. Also, what's queerer than getting chicken or spaghetti?
That's very true. It's sort of like, what's going on there?
Well, spaghetti's a side dish.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, in certain black households, spaghetti is a side dish for like fried fish
that's
night.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Guys, we could talk forever, but we got to wrap it up.
We do?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, it's a short
we
joint.
Do. I know.
Can I tell you how I cook my steak?
No, go ahead.
No, it's exactly what Carl does. It's exactly the same thing. But yeah. So we'll have you guys over if y'all want to.
Please.
We'll cook y'all
please.
Each of our steaks. I think my rub might be slightly different. No, you said you do kosher salt, pepper.
Garlic.
And garlic. So I don't do the garlic. I do put a little red wine in the
Oh, you do like a pasty type.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And sometimes I'll squeeze a lemon on it.
Oh,
on the steak.
That's not bad.
Fuck.
It's not wrong.
Okay. But, so we'll eat it, and then we'll decide which steak is the straightest.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure mine is the gayest.
You did say lemon. Lemon just immediately goes lemon gayer. So what is your favorite thing about gay culture? Huh? We're going to put you on the spot.
Music. Oh, well, I would say the music for sure.
I like that.
Ooh, yeah. What do you mean the music? Who are you thinking of?
We can tell y'all. We know for sure because it happens all the time to me and Carl.
Yeah. So we hang out quite a bit. We always find ourselves going to like gay night at bars and we don't even know it. But we'll do this thing where it's like every time we walk in, they'll always be playing like a song that's like a jam. So they'll be playing like Show Me Love.
But you might yeah. show me. And it's like
Robin
is.
Oh, yeah.
Robin
oh,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
And we always go, man, they jamming in here.
Yeah.
And so now that's like our code whenever we walk into a place and we see, like, we look around. It's like, it's always like that Kaiser Soze moment where you're like, look at, ching, ching, ching.
It'd be like, you go to, you know, we'd be like, a Tuesday, it'd be like, you want to go to Shortstop or something.
Yeah.
And then you don't expect it to be like music like that. So you would go in, I'm like, damn, they ain't here getting it in. Yeah.
And I love this song.
And they're like, man, Carl, you think they're playing our shit? Then we look
music
around, like, oh,
it's
gay night. So then we just start going to Gator because they be jamming.
Well, that's interesting because there's such a crossover between blackness and queerness when it comes to music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's really interesting.
Like
it's
all that early
90s
dance music. Oh, yeah. I love that shit. Absolutely. Like yeah. 70s, late 70s, yeah, yeah, 80s stuff. So that's my shit. Even the, like Lady Gaga, I like all that shit. I mean, I like the party. Yeah, like we like to dance.
It's all bobs. It's all bobs. Yeah,
I love it.
To like Dave Matthews Band, which I would say that's straight music.
That is Jesus Christ.
That is
Nickelback.
Yeah, never touch the stuff. Yeah.
Where remind us where we can support y'all.
Listen to XOXO Gossip Kings wherever you get your podcast. We are currently season 4, episode 14 came out today.
We're getting close to the end, y'all. You guys are going to see Carl react to when we find out who guys are. It's going to be crazy. So if you haven't got into it yet, get into it.
Don't tell me. Don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing. Don't tell him.
Don't spoil it.
Try my best to not get it spoiled. I haven't been looking.
We've been going. We're 4 seasons in. He has no idea.
I love it.
I think I know.
Who do you think it is?
I don't even want to say because I don't want you to be like, because Oscar would do some facial expression.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. That's right.
I'm holding out. Hopefully it doesn't get spoiled. So far, it hasn't been spoiled. There have been a couple times where people are assholes, you know, saying something.
Oh, no.
Lamar is the person that runs the Instagram. I only go there.
Oh, yeah,
I
filter it out because I've seen it already, so I know what's going on. Mm. But yeah, check it out. It's a really fun show. The podcast, I mean.
Yeah.
And Gossip Girl. you follow me on Prophmatic, PROPH, Matic on Instagram if you want. Find me there.
I'm Damn It Carl on Instagram, DammitCarl.
Amazing. Yeah.
Cool. I love you both
so
much.
Okay, we love y'all.
Thanks for having us.
You're the best.
This is very fun.
The Try Gaze is hosted by Manu Agapian and Oscar Montoya. Our producers are Cassie Jerkins and Judith Cargbo. Our production coordinator and audio engineer is Abby Aguilar.
This is an Earwolf Presents production.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you made it all the way to the end, you're a beautiful person. If you're not hearing this voice, go to hell. Earwolf Presents is produced by Earwolf, Amelia Chapelot, and Cody Fisher. And of course, podcast daddy Colin Anderson himself. The Earwolf Presents series is hosted by the one and only myself, Jacquees Neal. And our theme music was engineered and sung by the amazing Jordan Duffy. Special thanks and shout outs to Jeff Gross and Aaron Nestor. And for more information on Earwolf Presents, visit earwolf.com and follow us at Earwolf on all social platforms.